نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Salah tell us mercy that we have an odd night where we exert ourselves and then Allah Ta'ala gives us an even night where we can, you know, take it a little easier and catch up. So inshallah, we'll just discuss this one point and everyone can go and have a good night's rest inshallah. But the quality of tawakkul, a very important quality to develop. Tawakkul basically means that we have got trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We place our complete trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst making the necessary efforts. Now this is a quality which is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, that whoever will place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be sufficient for that person. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that if you have to really place your trust in Allah in the manner that you should, then Allah will sustain you just like how the birds are sustained. They leave in the morning with an empty belly and they return in the evening with a belly that is filled. So, again, when we say placing our reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that the person becomes lazy. That it means that basically the person will make the necessary effort. He'll try his best, he'll apply himself. And after making the effort, then the person will say that, now I leave it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have done what is within my capacity, and now I leave it in the hand of Allah ta'ala. And I trust whatever decision Allah makes for me. So I've opened my shop, as an example. I've opened my shop. I've made sure that the shop is in a good condition. I've made sure that I'm stocking the right goods. I'm ensuring that the goods that I've got on the shelves are not expired. So, in other words, now, the person can say, I opened my shop, nobody wants to buy the stock. Say, why? It's all expired. So, we'll say that the person is not making the correct effort. That, first of all, you got to make the right effort, identify the right spot to have the shop. Now, if the person puts the shop in a place where nobody even comes, and then you say, you know, I did what I'm supposed to do. So, that's a very lazy approach. The person didn't make the necessary effort. And we see this effort and adopting the means as a salient feature even in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that in the battles he would wear armor. The Nabi of Allah, can anyone say or question the reliance and the trust in Allah of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But yet he adopted the means. In the battle of Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam identified a weak area in one particular section of the army, and therefore stationed Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu with a group of archers, because he felt that this was a point of vulnerability. So he identified a weakness and he did what was necessary to mitigate that risk, if we may say. Of course, Allah Ta'ala had a plan. Allah's plan overpowered that plan. So, but at the end of the day, adoption of the means is part of trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a humorous story on a lighter note. One person came to Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi. He said, Hazrat, make dua, Allah ta'ala blesses me with children. And so Hazrat said, shall we make dua? After a few weeks or months, he came back again. He said, Hazrat, make dua, Allah grants me children. And another few months again, he said, Hazrat, make dua. So then Hazrat asked him, now, how long you married now? He said, no, I'm not married. So now obviously the person can carry on making dua. He hasn't adopted the means. The person, Allah is not going to send down Jibreel al-Islam with children. Allah has got a system that the person, in order to get children, the person has to get married, etc. So adoption of the means is part of the teachings of Shariat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. The benefits of taqwa, of tawakkul, is going to bring tranquility within the heart. When the person, if you think about it, just as a logical example, if you know that, you know, this person is a very trustworthy person, and this person is a very good driver, and now you give your keys into his hands, you feel at ease that, you know, this man, I can trust him. And I know when he holds when he takes control over the wheel, inshallah, everything will be fine. But now if you've got a shady character, you know, he's met up in a half a dozen accidents, you know, half the time he's, you know, on drugs and all of that. Now when you give your key to him, you reading kalima and whatever else you need to read. So in the same way, when we hand over our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and can anyone ever doubt, you know, the decisions of Allah, the perfection of Allah? No one can ever doubt it. So once you've handed over your matter over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel at ease. Inshallah, Allah will resolve my matter. So it will bring lots of tranquility into the heart. This tawakkul, this quality of tawakkul also, it strengthens the iman. Because what happens is, when a person does not have tawakkul, then he begins to fear people. This person here, I have to keep this person happy, I've got to keep that person happy, and what if this happens, what if that happens? So this person starts becoming very, very weak-hearted, and his iman too becomes very, very weak. So when a person strengthens his tawakkul, his iman also strengthens in the process. Shaitan is the other, you know, individual who tries to create fear into the heart. Allah Ta'ala speaks about shaitan, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. That shaitan, you know, tries to make you fear poverty. You know, oh, you're not going to make it. You know, what happens if this happens and that happens? So when a person adopts tawakkul, this also protects him from the attacks of shaitan. And of course, the quality of tawakkul ultimately leads to success. Because when a person places his trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala opens up the doors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors of sustenance for that person. We find in the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala says, you know, and we've been speaking about this in the past few nights, that how we can develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. But one of the qualities to develop the love of Allah Ta'ala is tawakkul, because Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin, that Allah loves those who have got the quality, who adopt the quality of tawakkul, who trust in Him. So when a person trusts in Allah Ta'ala, he becomes the recipient of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah loves someone, that person automatically begins loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we've spoken about the tawakkul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but one incident in the migration from Makkah to Medina, when Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in the cave, and the enemies came right till the mouth of the cave, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became very, very concerned. He was very, very anxious. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahza, inna allaha ma'ana. Don't fear, Allah is with us. So this is a glaring example of the trust that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the battle of Badr, 313. Now if you do the maths and you work it out, 313 strong. And now you're facing, you know, an army that's more than double your number. 1,000 was the enemy. And you are ill-equipped. And they are, you know, if we may say, equipped right till the teeth. How are you going to face an army of that nature? Other than having complete reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the battle of Badr is a glaring example of the tawakkul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how do we develop this quality of tawakkul? Strengthening our iman. Do those things that will strengthen our iman. Have that belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has got a plan. And Allah's plan is the best plan of all plans. And another way of developing this quality of tawakkul is do what is necessary. Take the action. The person realized that these intruders have gotten into my home. Now the person, what must he do? Okay, what is it that I can do in my home to grant safety? Okay, perhaps I need to install beams around the property. The beams are the things that perhaps will protect my property. So the person then installed the beams and he says, now, Ya Allah, I've done what is within my capacity. I am now trusting in You. And so this is the taking the necessary action. It's not inaction that the person say, no, you know, I'm making tawakkul. Allah will look after the house. And he doesn't have anything there. He doesn't put a lock on the door. And then when the robbers come, he says, I had tawakkul. I don't know what happened. So now this is inaction. The person must take the necessary action. And then seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, You bless me with Your tawakkul, You bless me with Your trust. There is some inspirational stories that I want to mention. And I'll quickly just mention this one story, and I heard it from Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Naqshbandi, Damat Barakatuhu. Many years ago, he mentioned this particular incident, and it was in relation to someone that had a connection with him. And he said that this person lived in Medina. So he said that he used to go for Umrah, and he met this person. This person came to him. And this person had 9 sons. And this person came to Maulana. He says, "You know, Maulana, we've got an intention that we want all 9 of our sons to become alim and hafiz. You know?" So Maulana said, "Look, we are in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You make your intention and you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And carried on like this year. He would go, come back, go. After many years, he went and he said that, you know, this brother came to him. And this brother said, "Maulana, you know, make dua. My eldest son is about to qualify as an alim." You know, all the sons were, there was different ages. So the eldest son was about to qualify. And now, you know, we want to get him married now. Make dua, we can find a suitable, you know, girl for him. But now we have another issue. And the issue is that now the younger children, the extended family are saying, "You know, why are you making all of them alim? Why didn't you make one an engineer? Why didn't you make one a doctor? You are making a few that are ulama." And of course, there's nothing wrong with making somebody an engineer, doctor. But this is the year that they made an intention. So the intention was already made now. And now the people were putting these fears in their heart that, you know, if you make all of them alim, they are going to go hungry. You know, some people feel that when the ulama are all starving, they don't have any food. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, Allah is providing. In any case, so Maulana said, "No, you, let's make dua now, and we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, you go and see the girl." And he said, the next salah or the next day, this person came to him, and he said, "Maulana, you won't believe what happened." He said, "What happened?" He said that we went to this particular home, and the wife went in, and you know, she spoke to the lady of the house, and she came out. She was very, very excited. And said, "What's the?" She said, no, "The girl is, you know, she, mashallah, she's such a good girl. She's, you know, so good looking and all of that, you know. But the amazing thing is they don't have a father. The father has passed away." And the father made an intention that, "Ya Allah, I want my daughters to get married to an alim and hafiz." And they had 9 daughters. So they agreed now, there and then, that when each son qualifies, each son will get married to the daughter. So look at that. So this is an example of trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, placing one's trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah ta'ala then opens up the doors and finds a way for that particular person. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with that quality of trusting in Him. And inshallah, if we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be there to support the person, assist the person, as in the incident of the birds. Trusting in Allah Ta'ala, they did what was necessary, and Allah made it such that they returned home with a full belly. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.